Hey, this is Cato June, all-pro linebacker, Super Bowl champion. You're listening to 1310 KFKA.
Minutes after the hour. Welcome back to the show. Is that the cowbell going there, man? That's for Bodie. The cowbell for Bodie. That's the thing. Bodie Hume joining us now. He had 30 points in this one, 8 boards, some amazing blocks, great defense. Bodie and the UNC Bears win 90-83. Bodie, my friend, congratulations on a fantastic game.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you very much.
Man, this was fun. Like I said, I want to interview everybody on that team today because it was a team effort for sure. But Bodie, 30 points. My goodness. What'd you have? A couple of extra shots of coffee this morning or what, man?
No, I just decided to have a light breakfast instead of trying to pig my face.
Well, Coach Smiley's saying this was the earliest game in the country, man. Is that so? I mean, it clearly didn't bother you guys, especially in that second half.
Yeah, no, absolutely. This is actually our second time playing at 9 a.m. I don't know if you remember, we played Montana at 9 a.m. at Montana this year already. So we were prepared, and we knew what we needed to do to lock in. And so it didn't faze us that much then, even though we lost. But today it wasn't going to faze us either.
It's a big game. I mean, these are big moments. And, let's kind of go through this there. You guys are down, I think you're down 3 at the half, and then you just really come out firing in the second half there. What was it? You started to get the ball inside, Kurjo Kuch a little bit more, started really handling it inside the paint there. That tend to open up you guys on the outside. But what was it at halftime that kind of clicked for you guys coming out in the second half?
We just knew that we were right there, and we played really well. I mean, for us scoring 42 points and a half is crazy. And to be right there with these guys is exciting to see. And we knew that we just had to stay confident, keep doing what we're doing, and mix up the plays a little bit, mix up the matchups a little bit, and it went good for us.
Did you talk to Matt Johnson in the first half? He wasn't his typical self that we've seen this season at least, but he stayed in it. That's what I really love about watching him play. He stayed in it and was able to turn out a really nice game, 15 points, but some key free throws late.
Yep, no, absolutely. Matt's the best free throw shooter we have on our team, and for him to be clutch in those moments was really exciting to see.
Yeah, no question about it. So many players just come up with big moments. But, Bodie, take us through this, man. I mean, you're getting inside. You're hitting threes like crazy. 7 for 10 from the three-point line, man. I think at one point, I think at the half, you guys were shooting like 78% from the three. So was Sacramento State. It was crazy. I mean, you guys couldn't miss for a while.
Yeah, no, it was a lot of fun. And for me, I just got some opportunities to catch and shoot the ball, and it was really nice to have.
Take us through that block. There was a block there late, man. Sacramento State has a chance to make this game a little bit closer as time's dwindling down, but you come up with an absolute monster block. You had 3 total, but that one really felt like this one put the Hornets away.
Yeah, for me, I just know that he's going to curl a lot of these double staggers that we have or any screen that he gets set for him, really. And I mean, I tell these guys all the time, like, look, if I look like I'm behind him, don't hop over, because most of the time I'll be able to do what I need to do and try to block a shot or make a play on the ball. And they listen this time, and luckily it worked out for our favor.
There was a stretch there, Bodie, a little worrisome for Bears fans. I think in 3 possessions, I think there was 3 turnovers there. Had an issue for a moment breaking that Sacramento State press, but you kind of calmed down, and then you were able to do that. What adjustments did you make there? What happened kind of in that stretch where there was a couple of turnovers in that press?
I just realized that we needed to deflect at the ball, and we needed to go meet passes. Who was throwing the ball in was really nice for us and stuff like that as well.
Yeah, there's just so much that goes through it, man. Well, congratulations. I mean, 30 points, 8 rebounds. You had the 2 steals. Hey, one more for you. How about Kurjo Kuch? That guy, it seems like every game just gets a little bit better, and this was a fantastic game from him as well.
Yeah, absolutely. He's proven that he wants to be the best big in this league, and he's proven that he can do that. And for him to have his 5th straight double-double is unbelievable. And you know, you ask so much of him to stay out of foul trouble and stay down and guard some of these guys' best players. I mean, some of the guys in the league, their best players are 5, and he does work.
Yeah.
And he's really incredible to watch right now.
Yeah, and I see you guys on the sidelines, too, and I see you talking to your guys. I see you talking to Coor, Matt. Taking on that leadership role. I mean, Bodie, it's crazy to me, but this is only your 2nd Big Sky Conference tournament because of what happened last year. But do you feel kind of like, all right, I need to be there, especially in these key moments, and keep these guys up, keep their heads in this game, so to speak?
Yeah, most definitely. I'm never going to be the guy that's going to hype someone up or bring juice, as Coach Smiley would call it. I'm going to be the guy that shows them what we need to do, shows them how we need to do it, and just tries to get the best job done out of people, you know?
Yeah, no question about it, man. It was a joy to watch you guys. So much fun, so many big moments. Everybody on, I mean, even a guy like Jamel Melvin, Bodie, he comes in, he has 2 points, but he comes in with Coors and foul trouble, and, you know, he didn't get run over. I mean, you look at Esposito, I mean, he's a really good basketball player, man. I mean, he was a lot of times getting what he wanted, but there's just every little moment you look, it was a complete team effort, and, you know, you just look at that, and, man, it's when you needed to step up most, it happened tonight, this morning.
Yep.
Bodie, appreciate you, my man. Southern Utah coming up. We know it's another morning game, and we'll be rooting for you again tomorrow morning.
Yeah, thank you. Appreciate it.
All
right, have
man.
A good one.
You too. Bodie Hume, 30 points, 8 rebounds, 2 steals, 3 blocks. This was one of those games, man. I mean, where you really want to get the best out of it, because this is it. There's no tomorrow. Well, now there is. But when you're playing these games, you're thinking, man, you lose, it's done. Because there's not going to be any CBI, NIT, CIT, none of that stuff. It's not going to happen this year. One of them's not even happening. I can't even keep it straight. But one's like only 16 teams, and then the other one's only at large. So this is it. So tomorrow morning, starting pretty early, not as early as today, the Bears go at it again, get to that second round, going up against Southern Utah. But, man, this was a great one. This was awesome to see this team do this. And I think this is the kind of basketball team that, like, I think this kind of performance is possible all the time. I go back to earlier in the season. They played Utah State. I talked about this yesterday. They played Utah State to the, you know, last couple of minutes. They were in this game. In fact, they were up by like 5 with like 7 minutes left. But they found a way to stay in that basketball game. Utah State at the tail end gets some big three-pointers and some big free throws, and the score looked a little bit not nearly as close as it actually was. But I looked at that team and I said, this is what they're capable of. Utah State's a damn good team. They were damn near an at-large team. And the Bears hung in there. So if you can get that kind of performance, but I tell you, Bodie Hume, if he can do this, if he can do this tomorrow, look out. And I'm torn, actually. Bodie's the obvious choice for MVP for this one, 30 points. But it's Kurjo Kuc, man. 11 boards, 14 points. Once he started to die, and he kind of dominated early, then kind of faded, but then got back to it. You know, I tweeted out during the game. I said, if Kurjo can start demanding or take some command in the paint there, things are going to change. And that's what happened. They got him the ball in the paint. Spin doctor, man. I mean, he has a great spin move. They started putting 2 on him. And I was talking to Coach Smiley in our Zoom round ball meeting. They were showing us some scout film. And, you know, he's saying, hey, 2 on the ball. That's what they want. They want to ultimately get a player where as soon as you see 2 defenders get on that ball, your head snaps up and you got to be looking. And that's what this team did. This team shot, 13 of 20. From the three-point line, 65%. Sacramento State shot 70%. I mean, it was phenomenal. 7 of 10. I mean, 7 of 10. Not like they shot a lot of threes, but still 7 of 10. Still pretty good. But the Bears found a way to get it done. It was close. I think the spread on this one was 1.5. Bears favored. So Bears score 90 points. That's a big point total. And like you said, man, Colfax said, hey, 30 points in college. I mean, that's pretty big time, isn't it? Yeah, I mean, 20 points is considered really good. There's so many guys to give shout-outs here, too. I mean, everybody was involved. Sam Mastin, whose minutes have certainly decreased over the year, he had some key moments. Trayshawn Smoots with 16 minutes. He had 5 points. Jamel Melvin, I like this kid. I think he's going to be a good player for these guys. I mean, again, Coors goes out in foul trouble, and Jamel comes in and, you know, he's not going to be the scoring threat that Coors is, but he handled himself well. He came up with a good tie-up rebound. If he doesn't hold on to that, you know, Sac State probably gets the ball right there, goes up for a quick 2. Tie-up rebound, jump ball, it's possession for the Bears. So that was a key play. There was a lot of big moments in this one. 27 minutes after the hour. All right, let's load up our Power to Play sports poll question. Haven't even got to that one yet. Kind of another variation of this question, but you know, now that we're allowing over 21,000 fans going to be allowed at Coors Field, are you going to be one of them at some point this season? And I put three options here because maybe you don't go to games, but you're still watching. So one option is no, I'm done with the Rockies for good. Or yes. Or no, but I'm still a fan. 43% of the Hooligans are saying, I'm done with the Rockies for good. 43%, that's the majority. 37% say yes, I'm going to go because I got the party deck and, you know, it's fun to watch baseball there. It's a fun place to play. 18% say no, but I'm still a fan. I'm just not going to go. COVID, you don't like to go to games. You'd rather watch or you just don't have the time. If you're a Northern Colorado listener, then it's more of a trek. It's more of a process. But 43%, wow, look at that. It's crazy. Noob, you have any room left for the bracket challenge? What do you think, Colfax? Get Noob in?
Okay.
Get Noob in?
Yeah, we could do that.
Noob, send your email. Send it over. Let's get you in, man. Talking to Rose Flowers. Rose Flowers, R-O-W-E-S. Rose is a cool name. Not spelled like, yeah, you got it.
Like Mike Rowe.
You got it, man.
Yeah.
They're going to be doing some work with us. They're in Loveland, downtown Loveland. And I love this, man, because you guys are getting ready to, I know what you're going to do. You're going to be glued to basketball. I mean, look, you already watched a morning game with UNC. You're going to be glued to basketball. You're going to do something stupid. Then your bracket's going to be busted. Well, make sure that's the only thing that's busted, not your relationship. Right? You got it, Colfax.
I see where this is going.
You see where it's going. Rose Flowers in downtown Loveland, locally owned and operated. And Hooligans, I implore you, now is the time to support local. Maybe you screwed up for Valentine's Day. Maybe she told you, I don't do Valentine's Day. I'm not into that. And then you didn't do anything. And then, you know, she's like, okay, you failed that test. Well, pass this next test. Talk to my friends over at Rose Flowers. We're going to give some gift cards away. In fact, part of the gift basket we're doing for the March Madness Challenge is there's going to be a $100 gift certificate for Rose Flowers. Yeah. I mean, we got great stuff coming. Great stuff coming down the pipe. All right, Noob. Noob got his email in. Noob's in. We'll get you in. We'll set it through CBS a little bit later. What do we got here? John? John texting back in. That was awesome, guys. I was talking to a fellow alumni. John Sands, I turned off my headset and put on my speakerphone. He listened live with me as you read my text. Thanks for Mama Tried. I couldn't find my record app in time. Can you send me a clip of that whole segment? Buddy, you are in luck. Because you know what we do with this show every single day, Colfax?
Put it online.
We wrap this bad boy up and we put it in a podcast. So it's going to be there for you, my friend. Shout out to buddy. What do we shout out? We're shout out radio. That's cool. That's fine. Shout out to buddy Ron White, teacher at Northridge, and Charles Ingold, my advisor at UNC. You guys made my day and buddy John's day awesome. Thanks. That's what we do, Colfax. We do. The whole show changes lives.
We make days.
Make days. We like make my day or we make days because there's a difference. So well, make my day is like challenging somebody to a fight. Make days is like, okay, you just put a smile on the face.
Yeah, smiles.
Make my day.
We pass out smiles like candy out here.
You're going to go up to somebody, hey, make my day. Yeah. And the guy's like, wait, what?
What?
What? Throw down. 30 minutes after the hour. All right, we're going to take a short break. Just like that, we're going on to more college basketball. The Colorado Buffaloes, they're waiting on a few things here's Dixon, man. Okay, I'll read that. I'll read that later. Buffs are waiting tonight because Stanford plays Cal, and they'll get the winner of that game. So we'll talk to Mark Johnson about that next. But first, let's get the latest on the local sports flash.